This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Almost 12 months ago, Anthony Hillier lost his partner of 25 years, John Patrick Foley. With Pride March falling near the anniversary of his partner's passing, Anthony is going to march to memorialise his love. On Sunday, 31st of January, joining under the banner Love is Eternal, everyone, regardless of gender identity or sexuality, is invited to remember those we have loved and lost. You may wish to have a t-shirt made up or bring a photo to show everyone your loved one. For more details, Facebook search 2016 Love is Eternal at Pride March. A Facebook search 2016 Love is Eternal at Pride March. Joy is proud to support Anthony with this community message.
You're on Joy 94.9, too late for breakfast with me, Gordon. It is now 9 minutes past 10. And we've just been listening to a song from Tonight Alive called Human Interaction. It's an Aussie pop rock. Tonight Alive are an Aussie pop rock band from Sydney, formed in 2008 and fronted by Jenna McDougall. And human interaction is something that is very, very interesting, because that's what we're going to be talking about right now. Because in the studio, I have Jean and Anthony, and they're going to be telling us about a little group, or hopefully a big group, that they have going to have marching at Pride March. Good morning, Jean and Anthony.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Now, Anthony, who came up with the idea of this little thing? Whose was it?
Well, it was my idea and my neighbour's idea, Mary. It was her idea, because she wanted to do something for my ex-partner, who actually passed away 12 months ago on the 30th of January, right on Pride March. And we wanted to do something like to celebrate his life. And as we were together for 25 years, so it was a long time. So to give him back, it's me for saying thank you for my 25 years with him. We wanted to do this to celebrate his life. And I thought maybe there might be other people out there in the gay or the heterosexual community. They might be going through the same situation or so. So we thought, why not do something for him, march for him and everyone else, and hope it'd be a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, so what you're doing is you want to have a group to march, and what have you called the group?
The group's called Love is Eternal, because love goes on, no matter if they're not with us anymore, but it still goes on, and our life goes on, but...
Yeah,
and I've also got.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people that I know, of course, that lose their partners, and some of them have been together for a long, long time. And it's not only in the gay community; it's in the straight community too, isn't it, Jean?
Yes, it is, certainly.
Yeah, and so you would like straight or gay to just
exactly,
come along?
Yes, mm. Yes.
And
to worship and to say thank you to their partners,
yeah,
for the years they had together.
That's right, yes. Yeah, and it's a great way to I would say it would be a great way to remember your partner,
exactly.
Especially a gay partner that you've been with for a long time.
Well, I've just lost two sons and a husband in the last 7 years, isn't it?
Oh,
yes.
God, yeah.
So,
you know, yeah, well, you've got a lot to remember, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's so... love is eternal. Well, of course it is. We know
yes.
that. And unfortunately, when the government get around to it, we may be able to be married to our partners, which would be another great thing to happen too.
Mm.
But in the meantime, you can remember your partner by having doing something like this.
We hope this will be an ongoing thing. Each year we'll keep doing it. And like I said, it is open. I'm also representing my father, my mother, Jean, and my two brothers,
yeah.
My middle brother, who passed away about 3 months after Patrick passed away. So 2015 was not a good year.
So it's your annus horribilis, as the Queen said.
I think the important thing is to encourage people to talk to one another.
That's right, yeah.
They don't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's the important thing.
That is a very important thing.
Because, you know, they bottle it all up and they've got nobody to talk it over with.
That's right. Now, Anthony, how can people get in contact with you if they want to join your group?
They can look on to a Facebook page that I set up. It's called It's called 2016 Lovers Eternal at Pride. They can go onto that and they can see all the information's on there. We're actually holding a BYO barbecue and all the information's on there. That'll be sort of a meet and greet. So there are, people are interested to join us. They can meet us there and they can, and it's like a meet and greet and before we go in March. The most important bit is my cousin and her partner, Leanne and Sue, are coming over from Adelaide to march with us, all the way from Adelaide. Also, she's actually representing her brother, my cousin, Stephen, who actually passed away 2 years ago. So she thought, what a lovely idea. Leanne came over and did Patrick's funeral for me and Patrick, as Leanne is a chaplain
right.
And a big hospital, and the Flinders Hospital in Adelaide. So she, when I told her, would you like to do this, she said, most definitely. One, to be there for you and your... and my auntie, my mum, and one for do it for Patrick and her brother. So her and her partner Sue are coming over. So I think that'll be great.
Right. Look, Anthony and Jean, thanks for coming in. We will leave your phone number at the desk here. So if anybody wants to find out the number to contact you, they can call Joy 94.9 on 1300 Joy 949 and we can tell them the phone number to contact you. And so you'll be marching as a group called
Love is Eternal.
Love is Eternal. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Almost 12 months ago, Anthony Hillier lost his partner of 25 years, John Patrick Foley. With Pride March falling near the anniversary of his partner's passing, Anthony is going to march to memorialise his love. On Sunday, 31st of January, joining under the banner Love is Eternal, everyone, regardless of gender identity or sexuality, is invited to remember those we have loved and lost. You may wish to have a t-shirt made up or bring a photo to show everyone your loved one. For more details, Facebook search 2016 Love is Eternal at Pride March. Facebook search 2016 Love is Eternal at Pride March. Joy is proud to support Anthony with this community message.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.